Good, how are you?
Good.
What lesson would you take out of that experience to mirror what's happening right now?
Don't hit send. Pretty much.
What does this tell you about Cleveland sports fans?
Passionate about sports, as it should be. Rich tradition in the Browns, for sure. The Cavs have made history a number of times. Indians have done things that are special as well, too. So, I should have been smarter about the whole situation, about the tweet. Whether you feel that way or not, don't tweet it.
So how much is he hearing about this in the locker room?
We haven't really talked too much about it as players. I mean, we addressed it in the team meeting room. I think he understands what he did. I don't think it hit him at the time because it's just you using your phone, but you don't really realize the impact that you have. As a professional athlete, people are always watching, always critiquing. So, like I said, just a lesson learned, I'm sure.
How much will he hear about it if the Cavs win?
Oh, he'll hear a lot about it because he'll owe a lot of people. So I don't know the tweet word for word. I just know, like I said, I think he definitely learned from the situation that he'll be better moving forward.
So he tweets at you, are you a Cavs fan with the LOL face? Are you a Cavs fan?
I'm a basketball fan. I grew up in Virginia. No professional sports, football or basketball. Real close friends with Allen Iverson, so whatever team he played for, I was a fan of. But I like Bron. I love what the Cavs are doing. I like Golden State, like Houston. Like I said, I'm a fan of basketball. It's kind of hard to be a fan of a particular team these days with a bunch of the super teams. I can understand people from Cleveland because they have that professional sports team in their own city. So I think Demaris is from Florida. So that's probably a better question on how he became a Warriors fan.
Did you ever hear that he played LeBron's Game 7 post-game comments where he talked about it's a team game, I wouldn't be here without my teammates, and that to you guys in a team meeting. What did you take away from that? What did it mean to you? And I don't know, can you use any of that?
Yeah, just a true leader. He's never selfish about his accomplishments. Yeah, he realizes that it takes a team for him to be the person that he is, and he appreciates his teammate. How that can relate to us is no one person is bigger than the team. We're going to need each and every person on the team healthy first and foremost, but doing the right job to be able to execute and go win games week in and week out.
Did you ever have a social media moment that you regretted or came close to doing something that you thought, you know, man, maybe I shouldn't hit send?
Nah, I just think of my mom's face if it's something that that's that controversial, I guess. She wouldn't approve of it. I think, like I said, you have an incredible impact on people. People are always watching. It's even worse at the quarterback position, for sure. So you just have to be smart in those situations. Like I said, hopefully he learned from that tweet.
Came from Buffalo, Bills Mafia and all that. How do you think the Cleveland fans compare? How do they stack up?
Both passionate about their sports. I'm excited about playing in front of the Cleveland fans as well as I was in Buffalo. I know that they're very, like I said, passionate about their sports, sell out crowds and bring tons of energy, and that helps players get into the zone even more.
I think you threw the pass to Josh Gordon in the end zone that Denzel Ward went up and deflected. Just an observation about Denzel Ward. I mean, he went up pretty high on that play.
Guys out there competing, bringing their best game each and every day. Josh is an incredible wide receiver, and Ward was able to make a great play. Commend them for that. But we're challenging each other each and every day to get better. And I think I've seen that in guys at every position each day.
Hey, Tyler, how does Todd Haley compare to other offensive coordinators you've had in the way he's vocal and everything out there?
Everyone's different. He's true to himself. You can see how he's feeling in the look of his face. But more importantly, he's a very smart, smart guy. Knows a ton about schemes. Knows how to break defenses apart. Of course, we're not game planning right now, but just listening to him in the meeting rooms and why they were doing certain things versus certain defenses. I'm definitely excited to once we get to get a chance to game plan and go against other defenses and how fun it'll be.
What have you learned about Josh on and off the field since you've been around in the last, whatever, 2 months?
Josh Gordon?
Yeah.
Yes, I've actually known Josh for a couple of years now. I can't remember what year it was for him when I originally met him, but he's a quiet person. He's confident. He knows who he is, but he's kind of shy in a way off the field. But on the field, he's a competitor. Of course, he's a physical freak. As far as when I say we was walking off the field, he said he was 226 or something like that. Like, you don't really see that at a position that hits position. He moves well. He has confident hands and loves to compete. So I love that about him. He feels that he's open every play. So we're going to continue to keep pounding away at this playbook, getting on the same page and growing together as teammates.
I mean, I know it's much of the season, but does he look like, just out here, does he look like a guy that's only played 5 games in the last, whatever it is, 3.5 years?
No, you couldn't look at him and guess that. Like I said, we're all learning a new offense, and we're going to continue to keep building chemistry.
When you look at the skill position players that the Browns now have on this team, how excited are you to finally put it all together and play that first game?
I'm excited, very excited. Of course, excited for week one, but it steps until that point, and we have to finish out a strong OTA, a strong mini camp, and get into training camp. But like you said, when you look at the talent on the offensive side of the ball, it's tremendous talent at every position. And I'm excited to get the balls to those guys and seeing them go out there and make plays.